Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're coming to you with the tragedy that's taken place on this Sunday in Libya. Again, Christians are being massacred in Libya. It's like, it's just tragic. I'm about to show you something that is just very dramatic. It's graphic violence. If you're young, you know, consult your parents before you see this particular program, but we got to quit looking away. I mean, think about it. Millions of people are playing Grand Theft Auto every day, visually harming and hurting and shooting people with these virtual games that are going on. We're seeing violence in movies. We're seeing crazy things take place. But when it comes time to what's happening to Christians, what's happening to the human race on the earth, people turn their heads. We've got to look. If we don't look at this, the words are, it's coming to America. And these ISIS, ISIL, radical Islamists, are standing up very specifically. And according to the Quran, this is what it was saying, what they're saying in this video, and you're going to hear them. They're talking from the Quran. But they say, this is to the nation of the cross. This is to the nation of the cross. You know, as Christians, you know, we became united with God through Jesus' finished work on the cross of Christ. We are of the cross. It's a direct attack upon Christians, and what's taking place, it's just horrific. So I want you to see this. I want you to prepare yourself, brace yourself, but we have got to do something about it. And we're going to find out what Jesus says we need to do about it in just a moment. Look at this tragedy.
رضاب البواسم لنا صيحة الحق حين التصادم فنحن الأسود الأباة الضياغم نفل الحديد بعزم شديد نفل الحديد بعزم شديد إذا الحرب جات بلحن الرصاص نزلنا على الكفر نبغي القصاص يساقون للموت ما من مناص ونسقي الهدى من دماء الوريد ونسقي الهدى من دماء الوريد ونرضي بحد حسام الرؤوس ونشفي بضرب عداة النفوس فأبشر عدوي بيوم عبوس ليشرق في الكون مجد تريد
All praise be to Allah, the Lord and Cherisher of the world. And may peace and blessings be upon the Prophet Muhammad, to the nation of the cross. We are back again on the sands where the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, have sat down before. Telling you, Muslim blood that was shed under the hands of your religion is not cheap. In fact, their blood is the purest blood, because there is a nation behind them inherits revenge. And we swear to Allah, the one who disgraced you by our hands, you will not have safety, even in your dreams, until you embrace Islam. As Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, stated, I was commanded to fight people until they testify that there is no true God except Allah. And Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and perform salah and pay zakah. And if they do so, they will have protection for their blood and property from me, except when justified by Islam. An account then is left to Allah. Or you pay jizya with willing submission, feeling yourself subdued. Our battle is a battle between faith and blasphemy, between truth and falsehood, until there is no more polytheism. And obedience becomes Allah's on its entirety.
بلحن الرصاص نزلنا على الكفر نبغي القصاص يساقون للموت ما من مناص ونسقي الهدى من دماء الوريد ونسقي الهدى دماء الوريد ونرضي بحد حسام الرؤوس ونشفي بضرب عداة النفوس فأبشر عدوي بيوم عبوس ليشرق في الكون مجد تريد ليشرق في الكون مجد تريد ذراع الأسنات نحن الرجال وفي الحرب عز وريف الظلال فقم للخلود أخي تعال.
This is a tragedy. What is it going to take for us to wake up in America? What is it going to take for the church to wake up in America? Those are our brothers. Those are our brothers. That's the body of Christ. Those, what are we doing? We're just sleeping. Nobody's waking up. And we're just saying, oh, we can't do anything about it. We're going to be held accountable for what's taking place. He says, whatever is done to the least of these of mine is done to me. What's it going to take for the American church to wake up from its slumber, from its you know, seduction in this world? I mean, we have to wake up. This is horrific. But it's like, why doesn't America care? Why doesn't the church care? We're the richest nation in the world. If you're in America and you're healthy, you're in the top 2% of the world. But what are we doing with it? What are we doing with it? Our brothers are dying for their faith in Jesus Christ. And he said, this message is to those, the nation of the cross. He said, either convert, which is deny Jesus Christ as the Son of God, or pay a tax, which is called a jizya, which submits basically to that system that's there. You're seeing this slideshow right by, you can see what's happening even right now with these tragic things that are taking place. And then you're actually, you know, and then he says, this is a battle over faith, or you die. This is what it says in the Quran. And it's not a peaceful religion. And he said, until this multiple Father God, the Father God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit, until that's done away with, and the only God is Allah, they're going to keep this battle going. That's what they say. They're saying, you know, polytheism, they call it. And it's like, we got to wake up. We got to wake up as the church. We got to pay attention. And then our own leader is saying in front of all of us, and it just seems like, you know, I don't know why it's happening, but it's like we're no longer a Christian nation. I mean, look at this. It just doesn't seem right. Take a look at this.
Where we once were, we are no longer a Christian nation.
There's one thing our president said. He said that the Middle East needs to be organized.
The future must not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam. And I consider it part of my responsibility as president of the United States to fight against negative stereotypes of Islam wherever they have.
You're thinking like, what's going on? What's going on? No, your job as the president is to defend America and its borders. What's going on? This is an attack against Christians everywhere. This is a Christian Holocaust taking place on the earth. And the church, listen, America, we're only 4.5% of the world's population. God loves every human being on the face of the earth. When we see Christ's body being crucified, beheaded, and murdered, that's the body of Christ. We have to respond. And then you think it's all taking place right in Libya. Do you remember Libya? The former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton? There was a leader over Libya. His name was Gaddafi. And he was holding the ground. He had some sort of treaty with America that prevented this from taking place. But guess who removed him from leadership? Look at this.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died. Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
Now come
yes, back. We came, we saw, he died. Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
I mean, you're looking at this. It's like, that is the beginning epicenter, it looks like, from what's taken place, where it's led today. What did it lead to? It led to what I talked about, you know, I've said over and over again on this program, it led to JJ, the Jews and Jesus, the Jews and the Christians. What's going to happen to them? And when you see that our president and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, they both were mentored by Saul Alinsky. The world's truly being organized, and the ones who lose out in this organization effort are the Jews and the Christians. We're seeing these things take place right now. and warning because what the Lord has shown Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries and others and shown me, but shown specifically that this thing that we're seeing that ISIS is doing in the Middle East, that's doing in Libya, that's coming to America. That's what he's said. He saw it taking place, even worse than that. But he says, if you have a storm coming against you, and you see the storm, and you sound the alarm, and you say there's a storm coming, and God's people see it, and we realize it's because of our sin, and we repent, we say, God, I'm sorry, God, forgive me, I've sinned against you. It's not a political answer, it's a sin answer. We gotta say, God, forgive us, I'm sorry, you're right, I was wrong, and he'll stop the storm. We have to wake up. What is God's expectation of us? What did Jesus tell us to do? When we get back from this break, we're going to find out exactly what Jesus told us to do.
You know, I was hoping that this day would not come. I was hoping that, you know, mm-hmm. that we've been warning and talking about this day and mm-hmm. talking about this day. And it was not that, hey, you know, we know this day's coming. The goal was the hoping that it wouldn't come.
That's right.
And this is the shocking thing to me because, you know, I was naive enough to think that when you told folks, they would have woke up before it even happened.
Right.
But it's happening, John. Mm-hmm. And people aren't waking up.
No.
It's actually happening. And people aren't waking up. They're going like, what are we going to sing next? You know, what are we going to do? Build a wing on here? What are we going to do?
Vacations.
It's vacations.
Shopping.
And it's just like, you know, I need a raise. We need $15 an hour. And it's like the church is being decapitated, crucified. I mean, you think about that. And Jesus tell, you know, no matter what you've heard about people telling you what Jesus said, read his word, read the Bible. He says very specifically in his word, this is one of the things that's going to determine whether we're going to be with him or not. I mean, these young little girls that are having, they profess their faith in Jesus Christ, no one is going to cost them their life. These men at any moment could have renounced Jesus Christ, but they didn't renounce him. You know, in the church in America, we won't even renounce our jobs. And it's like we've got to so wake up. You're looking at Matthew and in the scriptures of Matthew, Jesus says right here, this is what he specifically says, Matthew 25:31. He says, when the Son of Man, this is Jesus, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he, which is Jesus, will sit on his glorious throne and all the nations will be gathered before Jesus. And Jesus will separate the people from one another as a shepherd separates his sheep and his goats. I mean, think about this. The nation of the cross, the cross represents what Jesus paid the price. God died for our sins on the cross. It's a very specific, I mean, you know, there's been a lot of people who have been sold a lot of bill of goods, but we have to stand up for God. Don't worry about what men think. Don't worry about those different things. It's to God you have to answer. And to him alone do you have to answer. And he's going to call all of us. All the nations are going to be called to him. And we're going to have to be separated, some on the right hand, some on the left hand. Just like a shepherd separates sheep and goats. And this is the key factor. I mean, look what here, I'm fixing to tell you. What is the one thing that determines whether you're going to be on the right hand or the left hand? What is the one thing that determines, you know, whether you're going to be a sheep or a goat? And what is the outcome of the sheep and what is the outcome of the goat? Because they both don't end up in heaven. They both don't end up in eternity in regards to life ever after, happy ever after type life. And it's like, it's people have been sold a bill of goods. This is Jesus's words. He said this in verse 34. He says, then the king, which is Jesus, will say to those on his right hand, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I, Jesus, was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I, Jesus, was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I, Jesus,
was a stranger and you invited me in. I, Jesus, needed clothes and you clothed me. I, Jesus, was sick and you looked after me. I, Jesus, was in prison and you came to visit me. I, Jesus, was beheaded in Libya and you demanded of the leaders of your country who were your representatives, get there and get there now. Stop this atrocity that's taking place against the body of Christ. He said, because you did that, because you didn't sit silently by, you knew that it was him being persecuted, that you stood up and did something about it. He says, enter in. He says, you did the right thing. You're a sheep. You're a sheep. If you sit idly by and you think that you're not going to be held accountable for what's happening to Israel, what's happening to the church, to Christians, I'm not talking about some organized religion. I'm talking about to a human being that we just saw this morning. Because of their faith in Jesus Christ, their brains were shot out, their head was cut off, and their blood was spilled into the ocean, and nobody stirred. Well, look what Jesus said. He goes on to say here, he says, then the king will reply, truly, I tell you, whoever did for one of the least of these brethren or sisters of mine, they did for Jesus. They did for me. Then he, Jesus, will say to those who is on his left hand, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Think about this. So the people that are on the right hand are entering in. They're called sheep. And it's how they responded to the needs of others, those that are the Lord's. You know, I just said a prayer. It doesn't matter what happens to people. I don't have to be there for people. I don't have to do anything Jesus says. Because you are his, then you stand for him. Mm-hmm. You're not ashamed of him. This is what he says. He says, if you're ashamed of me before men, I will deny you before the Father. That's what he said. And so he's telling the ones on his left hand, and depart from me is not another address in heaven. This is hell. He said, those on my left hand, he says, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. It wasn't even prepared for you. It wasn't prepared for me. It was prepared for the devil and his angels. We have to choose to go there.
That's right.
But we do that if we just sit silently by while people suffer and do nothing. We're going to be held accountable for this day. This is not a movie. This is not a digital game. This is not something on your TV or your computer or your phone. These are human beings. These are the body of Christ. We're going to have to do something. We're going to have to break this lust of money and power and sex and all these things that everybody's running after and shake ourselves and say, wake up. Why don't we care? I mean, think about it. Why don't we care? There's 7 billion people on the face of the earth. We're only 4.5% of the population. Why don't we care about the suffering of our brothers and sisters? Why don't we care about Jesus who was being beheaded and shot and Israel being surrounded? And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel have to partner now with the financial alliance of China.
Yeah.
And so what determines whether you're going to be on the left hand or the right hand? I'm going to tell you that. So what is the thing that Jesus, who gave his life on the cross for us, what is the one thing that he's going to separate those that are on his left hand by? Right now, if you look at the response of what Americans are doing based on what's happening to the body of Christ, we were left-handed people. Hmm. This is a left-handed nation. We used to not be a left-handed nation, but our response right now to Israel and to Christian persecution,
yeah,
that we just saw, that just happened on Sunday. They said it, first the Saturday people, then the Sunday people. That means first the Jews and then the Christians. That's what that means. Mm-hmm. And so you think, what is the left hand? Look at this. He says, in verse 41 here, he says, then Jesus will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. It wasn't prepared for us. Then he'll say, for I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you didn't take me in. I was naked, and you didn't clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you didn't look after me. I was being beheaded, crucified, raped, beat, mutilated, and sold into slavery. And you did nothing, America. Then he says, the people, this is what the people, this is how the people respond. It's the same response even today. He says, they'll answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry? When did we see you thirsty or a stranger, needing clothes, sick, or needing to visit you? And then Jesus will reply, truly, truly, when you saw me beheaded on the shores of Tripoli, when you saw me beheaded in Libya, whatever you didn't do for them, you didn't do for me. Whatever you don't do for the least of those who are his, you don't do for me. It's not what people have told you. If you think we can just sit back and say nothing and do nothing, yeah, it's going to cost you. It's supposed to cost you. It really is. It costs you everything. He says, unless you give up everything to be his disciple, you can't even be his disciple. It's supposed to cost. Oh, to know you in the fellowship of your suffering and your power. There is a price. And right now, during this moment of freedom that we have in America, those guys and ladies, men and women that are in Washington, D.C., they're your representative. It's not their fault. They're our fault. We put them there, so we need to tell them what we want them to do. The commander-in-chief, our president, he's the one in Congress can say, we're going to do something about this. But they're going to do that if you, the people of America, say, we can't sit idly by while Israel's being surrounded and why Christians are being crucified, beheaded, and mutilated across the world while there's a Christian Holocaust going on. You got to call them. You got to pray, yeah, but you got to call for your nation, one of the strongest nations in the world. And let me tell you something. One of the prophetic words of John Paul Jackson was before he went to be with the Lord is that they're going to say in the headlines, where was the Navy? Where was the Navy? And you got to catch our next hour because we're going to be talking about our next program. You got to be able to catch it because our Navy right now, it's right off the coast of Yemen in the Mediterranean. Nine battleships. And I believe the Roosevelt, the USS Roosevelt aircraft carrier. Focusing on something that we saw earlier that potentially the Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, when she removed that leader from Libya.
Muammar Gaddafi.
Yes. And it's like, what have we done?
Yeah.
What have we done? And you know, we'll make sure this is related so you can find out more about it, but understand that our president, President Barack Obama, and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, they're like brother and sister in regards to they had the same mentor. They had the same father in organizing that taught them how to do what's written about in Rules for Radicals. Saul Alinsky wrote a book called Rules for Radicals. And the back cover of the book, you can see very specifically where it's dedicated to them, and it's talked about them in the back cover.
This is a strategy. This is a manual.
It's not an accident.
No.
This whole thing is not an accident. The world's being organized.
And they're following the playbook.
Yeah, and look at the outcome of Christians and Jews. You know, it was very interesting, you know, that, you know, you think you can talk your way out of something. Mm-hmm. Well, you can deny your way out of it. It's not going to end well.
No.
But you have to understand, we have to act. We have to do something. People, and I think, you know, one of the reasons why, you know, a lot of folks don't do something about it, and this is what I, you know, I'm convinced of some of this, is that maybe you feel powerless. Well, we're not supposed to be powerless as the church.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you feel powerless. You look at, you know, maybe you look at the wrong news. It's just basically lying the whole time and just talking about the next light bulb that went out.
And
nothing
hopeless.
Significant. Yeah, and hopeless. And And that, and you watch that and you just feel downcast. But listen, you can look up. Our redemption is drawing nigh. He says, when these things happen, these are end time events. I'm not telling about the world's ending tomorrow, but it very well could be.
Well, when I think about if not you, then who? I mean, if not us, the Christians, then who? I think about Pastor Neimler's quote. We've shared him many times, and he was an outspoken critic of Adolf Hitler during the Holocaust, the Jewish Holocaust. And he says, "For when they came for the socialists, I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. When they came for the trades unionists, I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me."
So narcissistic, isn't it?
Yeah.
That we did not even care. This is what happened.
Yeah.
And right now you're watching this tick down of exactly what John just read. This is happening. It's like, did we not care about the Mexican people? Did we not care about the Christians being persecuted in Egypt? Did we not care about the Jews that were being persecuted? Did we not care about the Syrians that were being killed? Did we not care about James
Christians
Foley being beheaded? Did we not care? I mean, on and on and on and on and on. You know, you say what you want to, but when Sony, the company that makes movies, was attacked, everybody came to Washington, D.C.
That's right.
But when James Foley's head was cut off by radical Islam, nobody came to the White House hardly, and the president went back and played golf.
Yeah.
I really believe the issue is not Washington, D.C., and the issue is not our president. The issue is us, the church. We have to be awakened. We have to wake up. And we've got to put our name where Jesus put his blood. We got to stand up and say, you know, this is how it is.
Wow.
You know, and you got to join us in some future programs too, because we're going to talk about, it's not because you're good, it's because God is good. You can call your congressman. Everybody in America has a congressperson. You can probably see on your screen right now. You can go right there to house.gov, house.gov, and you type in your zip code in the upper right-hand corner, and it'll come up with whoever your congressperson is. It'll come up with whoever your congressperson is. And they'll tell you how to contact them, how to reach them, and call them. Don't email them. But if you do email them and call them.
Right.
Call them and get your friends to call them and tell them to call them. Tell them to watch this program so they know why to call. And tell them, get busy. We've got to wake up. We cannot sit idly by as a nation. This is a Judeo-Christian nation, no matter what our president has said. This is where it's no longer its own anymore. If we're adrift, if we leave the foundations that God has given this country. But not only that, you have senator you can call. Every state has two senators. You have two senators. You can see right here on your screen. You can go to senate.gov, senate.gov, and you can go and call your senator, contact them. And they have a general number you can call, 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. And just call them up. If you didn't get that number for the House, there's a standard number you can call for your representative as well. That number is 202-224-3121. This is for your representative. 202-224-3121. It's just time for us to say, you know what? We've got to get busy. We've got to do something. Something. And call the president. The president is there to represent us. Let him know how you're feeling. Let them know. You can call the White House. The website is White House. WH.gov, whitehouse.gov. The phone number to call there is 202-456-1111. That's 202-456-1111. What do? You tell them, you say, listen, we've got to respond. We've got to do what's right. We've got to turn back from the laws that are against God. We've got to turn back to God and say, listen, you know, we should not have remained silent. This is the majority of America does not want it to go this way. We want to go the way of God. And begin to tell your representatives this. Begin to tell your senators this. And guess what? They go by the majority.
Mm-hmm.
They represent you. Let me tell you, 4 million people call a 2 million representative person. He's going to or she's going to respond to that.
That's right.
That's what they do. They represent. They're waiting for that phone call. And what do we say? We say, stand with Israel. Stand with the Christians. Send in troops. We have senators that are standing up saying, all we got to do is send air support. And we have satellite technology, based on my understanding, that could watch what's taking place. It could send drones in there to be able to stop whatever. We just can't sit idly by. You want to be about the Father's business. You know, are we going to be a left-handed nation or a right-handed nation? God called us to be a right-handed nation, but it's determined on whether the fact of what are we going to do? How are we going to respond? How are we going to respond to this tragedy? Remember, there was a leader there. There was a leader there. His name was Gaddafi in Libya. But Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State, had him removed. Her and President Barack Obama flew air power over that whole rebellion there, and they helped participate in removing him from leadership. As a matter of fact, look right now at Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, what she said. This is what she said about that leader. She pulled the plug, her and President Obama, they pulled the plug on this thing to cause all this to come to this point.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Watch.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died. Yes, we came, we saw, he died. Yes, we came, we saw, he died. Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
It's all connected. I mean, you think about Christopher Stevens, the ambassador at the embassy there. It just basically, and when you study Saul Alinsky, and we have that for you, organizers of the night versus organizer of the day. We have that for you. You need to understand that. You need to go through those 13 rules for radicals to understand. This is like 101. This is organizing 101. They needed some sort of militant force, sustained militant effort to be able to push people and polarize people to be able to get them to a place you want them to go so you can depolarize them to organize. This is Marshall Gantz. We showed it to you on VFN TV. This was the campaign manager for one of the campaign managers for our president, who himself is a community organizer, who, along with Hillary Clinton, they both were trained up, you know, in this organizing. This is not about politics at all. This is about, my God, this is the world. This is the church. This is the human being are being murdered and beheaded.
And look what's happened since then. I mean, they came in there, removed Gaddafi. And since that point, you've had 21 Egyptians that were heads were cut off on the shores of Tripoli.
Christians.
On the shores of Tripoli, you've had
where
recently,
we fought our first war, the Barbary Coast, which we talked about that as well.
Against Muslim,
radical Islam. Our first battle in America was a 32-year battle against radical Islam. We have all that for you. Every bit of that.
Now it's Thomas Jefferson who had to take care of that, and then. Of course, we had 14 Ethiopian Christians that were just killed in Libya Sunday. And on the same day, I believe on the same day, about 950 Libyans, I believe, right now, they're lost at sea. They're dead at sea. They were escaping persecution from Libya.
They're running from the place that our government removed its leadership from. And we're going to go to the break in just a moment, but Secretary of State John Kerry, you heard me deliver that prophetic word that as soon as he gets in office, and Lord told me the exact time that he would go live, and what they do, they begin immediately to begin to polarize. And what you're looking at, you know, based on my understanding, is that 8 years of polarization and 8 years of settling. That's how it works. You polarize, then you depolarize, and then you settle. You push the world where you want them to go in the first 8 years, make chaos, confusion, and then come in for the rescue and say, listen, just just take this mark. Let's just go this one economy. Let's just go this way. And people so often just go, just as long as you stop the pain, I'll do whatever you want. Listen, there's coming a day, and it seems very, very close. He says the day's coming that you won't ever be able to buy or sell without some sort of identifying code, some mark. They call it the mark of the beast. And just yesterday, reportedly, that the founder of PayPal is talking about injecting, because everybody's worried about losing their passwords now, injecting something inside of your hand. So all you got to do is just wave that over, and it will actually log in for you. And it's like, who cares?
Wow.
I mean, what is there to protect? Everything that just time for us to begin to follow God and quit following. Listen, what do we do? Listen, the Lord says very specifically, he said that when you see this storm coming, a storm that potentially he's fashioning or allowing to be fashioned, he said, if we'll repent, he says, when you see plagues, you see destructions, you see famine, you see these things happening, he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. Our land is sick. We've been crying out for years, dear Lord, forgive us for the innocent bloodshed on this land, the 50 some odd million children that have been murdered on the land, the sins of our fathers, our own sin in this land. We've been crying out, and it's like everything's coming to a point. It's like it's going to have to be dealt with. It's like okay, we're cashing out. Everything's cashing out. The books are getting balanced.
That's right.
And justice is going to come like a mighty river across this nation. The question is, you know, what are you going to do? And he says to pray. And so we pray and we begin to say, you know what? You can't. There's a lot of people who think they're following Jesus, but following means you're actually following him.
Hmm. Not virtually.
I mean, you think about a duck. If you have a mother duck and you have the little ducks following them, you can visually see that these little ducks are followers of the mother duck. Hmm. I mean, you can just tell that little ducks are following the mother duck. If somebody looks at your life, can they tell that you're following Jesus? That's what we're called. That's what, Christians are Christ followers. That's what that means. Christians, Christ followers. And he says, make disciples of the nations, that we need to become his disciple. We need to find out. And he says, those who know my teachings and follow them, those are really my disciples. And you see on the bottom screen right here, multiply movement, multiply movement. You got to go there and begin to be discipled. Mm-hmm. It's a simple plan, a rapid plan. You can do it on your mobile phone, your computer. You can get a book. You can do all kinds of ways to do it. I don't know how much time you have, but you need to be ready. Then you need to go. You need to get rightly related, connected to a body of believers, people who actually believe what I'm talking about. Mm. You know, not people that aren't even willing to lay down a tithe for the Lord. They ain't gonna lay down their life for sure. People that are committed to him, get rightly related, and that God is sending you into these areas or into this area, go. Well, I could get hurt. Well, Paul got beheaded. Hmm. Peter got crucified. James got pushed off the Jerusalem wall. Jesus got crucified. We should care. Go. If he tells you to go, go. You need to get... I'm telling you, you need to get rightly related, because there's a lot of stuff going on right now that's very religious, but it's not relational, and they're not listening to God. And if you do something religiously, it's not going to be well. It's not going to end well. But if you get in a relationship with God, and those who are in relationship with God, get with them, it's going to be good. You know, disciples make disciples. Hang out with disciples of Jesus Christ. And then if you don't go, partner with those that go. You know, partner with those that are going. I mean, you think about... You know, Franklin Graham with the Graham Association, right?
Yeah, Samaritan's Purse.
Samaritan's Purse. And organizations like that, we have it available for you on the VFN, on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com under links area. But also VFNTV. You know, we have people that are connected with us all over the Middle East.
Yeah, sure do.
Countries, I can't even name how many countries. They're just, it's
amazing. Pakistan, Egypt, Bangladesh, India. Indonesia, Philippines, Iraq, Malaysia, Tanzania, and Africa, Algeria.
By your partnering with us, we're getting this message to them, and they're seeing that we do care, and that the power of the gospel can change things. There's power. There's, if you are a believer, you're not powerless. But you have to believe. You have to stand up. It's time for the believers to believe again. When people look at us, they go, wow, she believes. She believes everything that God said. He believes. And you get two believers together. He says one believer can put 1,000 to flight. But two can put 10,000 to flight. That means three could put 100,000 to flight. If we start getting in agreement with heaven and what God is doing, I'm telling you, we're believing for a third great awakening, a great outpouring, and all of a sudden there's this shift from darkness to all of a sudden the organizer of light himself, Jesus Christ, begins to have mercy on this country. We begin to say, you know what? I want the original tent. God, what was your original tent? And not to go backwards, to go forward and say, you know what? We made so many mistakes. Let's just go. We want to be a Christian nation from here on out. Instead of trying to integrate all our past mistakes and all of our failures and all of our shortcomings, let's just keep Jesus. Let's keep God, a Judeo-Christian nation, and just say, Lord, this is what we want. Realize it's fixing to be, it's going to be havoc. This stuff that's prophetically spoken about that's happening that you're seeing now that you just saw, according to Rick Joyner, he saw worse than that taking place in America. And the reports are right over the Texas border. There is camps right over the Texas border bringing them in. Our Navy is over there outside of Libya in the Mediterranean, Yemen. You heard me say, first the dictators, then the kings. Guess what? That's a king. The dictator was Gaddafi, and guess what? They came, she conquered, and then she left. And now we're left with all this disaster.
That Christians are the ones that are getting the result of all this.
That's the whole thing. You notice that. So then that's the end result. How does this turn out for Christians and Jews? Not good at all. No matter what's going on, this is what's being promulgated. This is what's being said. This is what's being promoted. And when a CBN journalist interviews ISIS in the beginning stages, they say, why are you guys so motivated? What motivates you? They said they believe, whether it's true or not, and I'm not saying it's true or not, but they believe that our country supports them in what they're doing. At least our leader supports them. But if you understand Saul Alinsky and Rules for Radicals, there is no belief system for an organizer. They just do whatever you got to do to push people where you want to go so you can actually fundamentally transform whatever you want to transform. I want to pray with you. This is tragic. I'm sure your spirit is stirred like mine is stirred. But I want to pray with you. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, now's the time. Go to meetmyfather.org. I just want to invite you now to meet Jesus through God, through his son, Jesus Christ. Just cry out for him. That God would give you a grace and a boldness like these men who are just boldly continuing their profession of faith of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we ask you right now that you would be there for the church across the nations, God. That you would stop this Holocaust that's taking place across the nations, God. That you would prevent this thing from going any further, God. That you would protect Israel, Father God, and you would change the heart of our nation, God, and the heart of those in leadership, the heart of the people, that you would awaken the church, God, in the land, Father God. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to forgive our sins, the sins of our fathers, Lord. Forgive us for the innocent bloodshed, God. Have mercy on this land, God. We ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, send revival that we can go to all the world and send missionaries to every nation. Well, your church was persecuted, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.